I'm with the winning coach, Chris Coyne. Chris, what would you call that sort of a game?
Long weekend performance. I think the boys spent a bit too much time in the sun over the weekend. I think it was flat. We gave them a couple of chances during the game, and apart from that, it was pretty much a dead rubber by the pen and the goal at the end there that Andy deservedly got. But yeah, it was a flat game, not many chances, not one for the purists, but FA Cup football puts us in the hat, and we'll take it from there, which is the most important thing.
It reminded me a bit of Arsenal against Chelsea last night.
Yeah, well, I fell asleep during that one, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But, it's just frustrating. You know, the boys worked really hard during the week, and they were brilliant against Perth the week before, and you just think, right, there, here we go, the momentum's there. But a lot of one percenters today, we didn't do well. I don't think we pressured them. When we did start pressuring them, when Andy Reale came on, he gave us that good energy that we ask off all our players. And I think, you know, Jamie and Trent Kay were very, very good at the back as well. So, yeah, you know, listen, I'm not too disappointed, but if I have to sit down and watch that, which I will do tomorrow or Wednesday, which, you know, it's might need a few Vicodin or something to get me through it.
Yeah, Todd Howard had a good game.
Yeah, Toddy's been very good. He's got that sparkle back in his eye. Not that he was lacking it last year. I think maybe a bit of fatigue or a bit of a hangover from coming out the A-League and whatever, but he's been fantastic, to be fair, and the two older boys in Jamie and Toddy have really led by example so far this year, and long may it continue because they are good leaders.
And would you put it down to maybe nobody wanted to make that bad mistake that would cost the game?
I'm not sure, you know. I don't think we ever play with fear, but I thought we were sloppy. I think there was no real precision. We didn't really look to move the ball around quickly, and when we were good against Perth in the first 45, 50 minutes the other week, the ball movement, the ball retention, the player movement, so it's not just the running with the ball, the running without it, was excellent. I think we lacked that a bit today, so whether it was lethargy, whether it was a hangover from the previous week, you know, when Perth's a massive, massive game every time we play them, not sure. I won't make any excuses for them. It wasn't good enough, but in the same breath, they'd done everything I asked of them in terms of results. So, yeah. Cup football, it's a funny game.
It looked there for a while as though it was a lot of everybody running with the ball, but nobody actually looking to see where they were going to give it off to.
A little bit, and I think that's, you know, credit to Inglewood. They did get the numbers back quickly. They did get into shape quickly, and they said to us, right, if you're going to break us down, you're going to have to do something special. So, they're well organised. I knew Mick would have them well organised. They made it really hard to play through them. But on another day, I'd like to, you know, see us move the ball quicker and try and ask questions of them. I don't think we asked enough questions of them today.
And no doubt at all about the penalty. There was definitely hands on shoulders there.
Yeah, it was. To be fair, it couldn't have been any clearer, could it, from where we stood. You could see his hands right on top of him, and it was a soft one, so I don't think either of them were going to get a head on it. So not a crack, and not a good one for Blackie, who I thought was very good today. But happy for Gustavo. Happy he's back on the score sheet. He's worked so hard for us this year without any reward, so it's really good to see him getting on the score sheet again.
And the penalty was very, very well taken.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I never had any doubt. You know, as soon as he stepped up there, because he missed one the other week where he was fanning around, where today he had that intent in his demeanour, so never had any doubt when he stepped up and straight in. So I was very, very happy with the wee Colombian.
So into the quarterfinals now, and only, what, another two wins for the spot in the FFA Cup proper?
Yeah, well, that's what the boys have to understand. We've had a taste of it last year. It's so important, you know. Instead of it being Melbourne Victory or Brisbane Roar, like we were fortunate enough with Stirling to get them here last year, let's go and play them at Suncorp. Let's go and play them somewhere, and the boys get to experience that whole atmosphere and the whole setup of being a professional footballer. So I'm super duper hungry for it, and we're 180 minutes from potentially being there again, and I know I had a taste of it, and I want more.
And of course, now the focus is back on the league, very much so. For the match at the weekend?
Yeah, short turnaround, obviously Saturday, going Monday, Saturday, but we're looking forward to it. Always good games against Coburn. We both try and get the ball on the deck and play some good stuff, so always look forward to catching up with Marco and Scotty Miller as well. So good game, promises to be a cracking night of football, and really looking forward to it. But we'll just nurse the boys through tomorrow, make sure everyone's unscathed, and get ready on Thursday for the week after.
Going back to the game on Saturday night, it's another away game, so you've had quite a number of away games now.
Yeah, I think we had seven out of the 12, I think it was, in the first half of the season, so it was the other way around last year.
Any particular reason for that?
No idea. Whether it's schedule or not, I've got no idea, but as long as we get through these games, it just means that by going so many on the back run of the season at home, should help us. But, you know, at least in the games, you've got to play them at some point of the year, and all this home and away shit, if you played in front of 20,000, it makes a difference. If you played in front of 200, you're not really really vociferous and getting in your face. So no, it's just a matter of getting on with it, going away and getting it done.
And it's not as though you have to go to Nashfield or something like that where it's tight.
Yeah, or Bunbury for that matter. That was that was a tasty one a couple of years ago. But nah, listen, it's a game of footy. If you've got, like I said, people throwing stuff at you and it gets a bit hairy, then so be it. But, you know, game's a game, the ground's a ground, and it's just about getting on with it and doing your job.
So who are you picking as your man of the match this week?
I'd probably have to go for Jamie. I thought Jamie was very good today. I thought he negated everything they put at us. And then I would have gone probably Todd Howarth and Andy Reale for the 3-2-1. So I thought Jamie marshalled him very well at the back.
And a change in goalkeeper for the Cup?
Yeah, no, listen, Jason's been very patient. He's waited his time and, you know, he deserves a chance. So it gives me a headache now because I thought he was good. He made that really good save in the second half there. Yeah. So first half. So... who knows? It's up to them to battle them out, and that's what I want. I don't want easy rides. I want it to be tough. It's tough for me. It's going to be tough for them.
And have you signed your two players that you were talking about?
I've got one, I think. So to be confirmed, I'll let you know tomorrow.
Not for the interview tonight. It won't go up until tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. We'll have a look. I'll confirm it now. I've just got to speak to the board, make sure everything's done. But I'm pretty confident it's 99.9% done.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris, congratulations again. Great result. And, well, great. Yeah, great result. May not have been a great game.
Result. Not it was scruffy, but I'll take it, because when you play well and lose, you start worrying.
No problem.
Oh, cheers. Brilliant. Thanks, mate. All the best.